In this session, we are looking at what not to do when your past has been painful, your healing is real, but your confidence still feels unstable. Mary Magdalene is a powerful biblical example because she had a dramatic history, yet she did not stay trapped in an identity built around damage. Many women, however, do the opposite. They receive some healing, but continue to live as if the past has final authority. One common mistake is living from past shame. A woman may know in principle that Christ forgives and restores, but still carry herself as though her history must always sit in the front of the room. She may assume men see her through the lens of what she once was. She may overexplain herself, hold back in calling, shrink in mixed settings, or quietly believe that other women are cleaner, safer, or more usable than she is. This is not humility. It is often unresolved shame still shaping identity. Another mistake is fear of men. A woman who has known harm, manipulation, spiritual confusion, or male unreliability may begin treating all male presence as destabilizing. Some women become timid around men, others become overly pleasing, others become harsh and defensive, others keep emotional distance but still secretly long for approval. Fear can take different forms, but it always distorts presence. A third mistake is confusing deliverance with fragility. Mary Magdalene was delivered, but Scripture does not present her as permanently fragile. She is not portrayed as a woman who must always stand at the edge, be handled delicately, or treated as spiritually unstable. She becomes a faithful follower and witness. Yet some women keep telling their story in a way that freezes them in weakness. They act as if healing means they must now live in constant self-protection. That is not the full picture of redemption. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not clinical counseling. Serious trauma, abuse, coercion, or severe anxiety may require direct support from qualified helpers, but broad Christian formation can still say this clearly. You must not make your old bondage the center of your new life in Christ. Another danger is using your past to shape how you relate to men in unhealthy ways. Some women expect rescue from male leaders. Some expect rejection from every man. Some become emotionally dependent on safe-feeling men in ministry. Others avoid all real collaboration. None of these are signs of mature healing. Healing should move you toward greater truthfulness, better boundaries, clearer identity, and steadier presence. Here are healthier truths to say, "My past is not my name. Christ's mercy is greater than what happened to me. I do not have to live bowed by old shame. Healing does not mean I become passive. I can grow in wisdom without living in fear." These phrases help move a woman from self-protective identity into redeemed identity. What not to do? Do not introduce yourself inwardly by your worst chapter. Do not assume every man carries the same danger or the same role in your story. Do not confuse caution with permanent withdrawal. Do not use your testimony as a reason to stay small. Do not build emotional dependence on men who seem spiritually strong. Do not keep revisiting your past in ways that prevent obedience in the present. Instead, let redemption mature you. Mary Magdalene teaches us that a woman can be deeply healed and deeply strong at the same time. She can remember what Christ has done without making brokenness her center. She can be discerning without being shut down. She can be tender without being ruled by fear. And she can become a woman whose devotion is stronger than the shame she once carried.